Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise ye the Lord. You are now once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Hopper Woods, Michigan. On tonight, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be filling in on tonight for Pastor Melvin Hamilton from Saginaw, Michigan. I will have to reschedule him for a later date. Again, my cousin, Pastor Norman King, is filling in for Pastor Melvin Hamilton from Saginaw, Michigan on tonight. I will reschedule Pastor Melvin Hamilton for a later date to come on and share a testimony and deliver God's word. As I always ask the listeners to do, and I'm going to do the same thing again on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King, awesome young man of God, always deliver a powerful word from the Lord. So please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King very shortly. As we always do, we always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing of tonight. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please write down the following names. Please continue to pray for my Aunt Eola Hogue, her children, my cousin Jeff Hogue, Kenneth Hogue, Jeff Hogue Jr., Kenneth Hogue, Sonia, their children in the loss of our uncle, Jeff, down in Marion, Alabama, made a heavenly transition on last week. So me and some of my siblings will be driving down on next Friday Then we have others that will be coming in from North Carolina and other parts of the country to celebrate Uncle Jeff's Hogue's homegrown service on next Saturday down in Marion, Alabama. So we might send the prayers for our family, not only for our family, but we also continue to pray for Sister Marcia Quinton, her children and family, as her husband Deacon Quinton made his heavenly transition on last week as well. They had his homegrown service today at the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit. We also want to keep Minister Dan Alford in your prayers. We celebrated his wife's homegrown service this morning at the East Lake Baptist Church where Pastor Mike Cunningham is the pastor and shepherd. It was a beautiful homegrown service on today, this morning. Again, for the wife of Deacon Minister Dan Alford of Sonora Missionary Baptist Church. She was a member of the East Lake Baptist Church family, so that's why we celebrated her homegrown service this morning at the East Lake Baptist Church. Not only for those families, but we want to continue to pray for all those that have lost loved ones all over the land, whether we know them or not. We want to continue to pray for the sick and afflicted all over the land, whether we know them or not. We want to continue to keep our cousin Mary Ann King in your prayers. We also want to keep our sister in Christ, Taylor Dolph, in your prayers. We also want to keep my uncle Malachi and his wife, Sister Lucy May King, continue to lift them up in prayer as well. And all those, again, whether we know them or not, lift them up in prayer. God knows who they are and where they are. We want to continue to lift up my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway. Continue to keep him in your prayers as well. We get ready to go to God's throne of grace and mercy once again on tonight because we serve an awesome God. And no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, he is still worthy to be praised. Also, we want to continue to pray for Sister Essie Tutt. We want to continue to keep her in prayer from Greensboro, North Carolina as well. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus. We, your children, are coming together on one accord on tonight. Once again, realizing and knowing that you are God all by yourself, and you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth. It's in your hands. We know that you do not make mistakes. You cannot fail. We know that you do everything well. So we just give you the glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being a promise keeper. Thank you that you are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we come asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Forgive us all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us. You don't have to do it, but you do. And we are so grateful. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because we need your grace. We need your mercy, even your sufficient grace, even in such a time as this, because we do know that we are truly living in the last and evil days. We are seeing it every day. So this lets us know that your word is true. You told us in your word that these things was going to happen, and we're seeing them more and more each and every day. So we thank you for your grace and mercy and sufficient grace in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you to move by your spirit on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, as he get ready to share another word from the Lord with us on tonight. Continue to bless him and strengthen him and use him through your Holy Spirit. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will move by your spirit as he delivers your word, that should there be any listeners that's not saved in the name of Jesus on tonight, whether they have dialed in on by phone, whether they're listening in through social media platforms around the world, or whether they are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and or unjust reasons. We pray that your word will go forth with power, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tonight, that you get the glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray and lift up all those that are faithfully dialed in to for this worldwide ministry platform, those that continue to listen in through our social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars that tunes in and be blessed by your word over this platform. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture proof of thought. And tonight, it comes to us saying, the ultimate purpose of dark moments is to conform us to the likeness of Christ. Once again, tonight's scripture proof of thought. The ultimate purpose of dark moments is to conform us to the likeness of Christ. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights of any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. So while we're waiting for Pastor Norman King to dial in, he just called me. He's getting ready to dial in very shortly. But before he dives in, I want to share how good God is. And I know that you all know this for yourselves, but I have to share this testimony on tonight. Many of you that are listening around the world, that those of you that may be incarcerated behind prison bars and others do not know that on this past Wednesday, I had a doctor's appointment down at the VA hospital. And as I went down there, my doctor was examining me. I was checking my breathing, and she noticed that my heart rate was only at 40%. And so she sent me straight down to urgent care. And she said, go get your flu shot and get your tetanus shot first, and then go straight down to urgent care. And sure enough, I got down to urgent care. They took me right on in the back, and they started running all kind of tests. And found out it was true, my heart rate was at 40%. But thank God it's now back over 80%. So they kept me for the last 2 days at the hospital. But yesterday morning, I did. They had me do a stress test for like 4-hour stress test. But so far, they said everything is well. I do have a heart monitor on that I have to wear for the next 10 days so they can keep monitoring my heart. But I still thank God for me keeping my appointment. Had I not kept that appointment, only God knows where I would be at this time. We serve an awesome God. And while I was in my hospital room on yesterday morning, the housekeeper came in, Miranda is her name. She came in, a young woman, the housekeeper. So she came into my room and asked me, had I ordered my breakfast yet? And I told her no. So I asked her what time was it. She said 7:45. And so she turned around and she said, she went into the restroom in my room, and before then she came out and she says, wait a minute, I have a word from the Lord for you. And she went to Psalms 113 and she read that entire scripture to me. And when she got through reading that scripture, she was getting ready to walk out the room, and she was doing some more work in my room. Then she came back and she says, miracles, signs, and wonders to me. And I thought about my pastor. That's one of his favorite songs that he loved to sing at our church and our church family. We love to sing that along with our pastor. I'm going to give a shout out to him real quick, Pastor Mark C. Holloway of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church and my church family. She said, miracles, signs, and wonders. And I thought about my pastor and my church family when she said that. She said, are over my life. Then she walked out the room and came back again. And she said, wait a minute. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I said, listen, honey, you better go and do your job before we tear this flow up, because I was almost ready to shout. But it all goes back. She says, it's something about you that I had to share that word with you. But God has people everywhere. And so that's what this is all about, giving God glory, honor, and praise for sending a word, a rhema word for me for such a time that I was in on yesterday, even though I was about to be released from the hospital. She came in right on time and shared that word with me. So I sent that word right back to her. So I just want to thank God for Sister Miranda, the housekeeping in the housekeeping department at the Veterans Hospital, John Deagle Hospital, in downtown Detroit. I just thank God for her and being obedient and sharing that word with me on yesterday. So we're still waiting for Pastor Norman King to come in on the line. He will be with us very shortly. He is driving, so he will be dialing in very shortly. So in the meantime, while we're waiting on him, I thank God for each one of you that have dialed in. I've received some text messages from other people that will be dialing in shortly to hear this awesome word from Pastor Norman King on tonight. But until then, don't forget, we want to continue this of all those that are sick and afflicted, all those that are bereaved on tonight, all over the land. We want to pray for our government that they do the right thing, because it don't make any sense for our government to sit down and people lose benefits and can't pay their bills. Some of them can't pay buy food for their children, their babies, all because the greed and lack of understanding and other things that some of these Republicans, they're hidden agendas, and they just want to be stubborn. And because they're still going to get paid, and I watched that on CNN News yesterday, no matter what happens, even if the government shuts down, those people in Congress, they still are going to get their checks. Now, isn't that something? They'd rather hold up our money and have people worry about how they're going to pay their bills and pay their house notes and feed their children and the young people that's in college and going to school, how they're going to pay their bills, tuition. But yet they'd rather be fussing and fighting over stupid stuff instead of taking care of business to keep the government running so that people can still take care of their business without worrying. But that's nobody but the enemy. So we just want to keep our government, our Congress in prayer that they do the right thing for the people of America. Until Pastor Norman King comes on the line, because he's going to share a song with us by Tasha Cobbs, For Your Glory. He's going to share that song with us before he brings forth the message on tonight. So while we're waiting on him, he should be dialing in very shortly, so please stand by. In the meantime, we're going to pray for you all on tonight, because we need the Lord to cover us for such a time as this. Enjoy the music break. Cover me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. with thy
Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say, oh yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, cover me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, cover me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cover me. Oh, my mama. Oh, cover me. Hallelujah. Cover me. Oh, somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Yeah. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a good thing to know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. For those of us that have accepted Jesus Christ in our hearts as our personal Lord and Savior, we open our mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our hearts and save us. And then we now know that through God's word that we are covered by the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said in his word that once we're saved in Jesus' name, that nothing can pluck us out of his hands. What a mighty God. What a promise that God is not a man that he should lie. His son is not a man that he should repent. So while we're still waiting on Pastor Norman King, please stay on the line. We should be dialing in very shortly. As I was sitting at the homegoing service of Minister Dan Alfred's wife today at Eastlake Baptist Church, my brother-in-law made a statement as we were heading home from that service. And he hit the nail on the head when he said, whenever you attend a homegoing service, that's almost like a reality check. And it should be for all of us. Whenever we attend a homegoing service, it should be a reminder. Because if Jesus don't come back first, he said that we all will leave this world by the way of death. And none of us know when, where, or how we're going to leave. So again, if Jesus don't come first, I hope you have your house in order with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope you have everything in order with your family, with your loved ones. Because the word of God says, no man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. We never know when God is going to call us home. But it is true that one day he's going to call us, whether you can be young or old. You don't have to be, my mother used to say, and it's true, you don't have to be sick to die. And there's a phrase that goes out, used to say you could be here today and gone tomorrow. But now, for such a time that we're living in, you could be here one minute and gone the next. So it behooves all of us to know that we have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Because that's the only way we're going to get to heaven, the only way we're going to see God, that Father, is through accepting Jesus Christ, his Son. There's no other way. If you're going to make it into heaven, you have to come through Jesus Christ, God's Son. So we thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his sacrifice on the cross. Thank God that he came down from glory. He loved God so much, his Father, and he loved mankind so much. Those that are in the past, the present, right now, and even those that are coming along in the future, whether we get to know them or not, for generations to come, Jesus Christ, he made a sacrifice that we all, because of sin, we all would have a right to the tree of life. We would all have an opportunity to open our own mouth and confess our sins and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that we all have a chance to ask Jesus Christ to come into our hearts and save us. Again, that's the only way anyone can be saved is through the name of Jesus and through Jesus Christ. our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his sacrifice on the cross. He guess what? He didn't have to do it. He could have let God destroy mankind because God got so mad and so angry at one point that he said he was sorry he even made man. Oh, my God, what a statement from to come from God, our creator himself. He said that he was so sorry that he even made man because mankind was so out of control and so full of sin. But Jesus, thank God for Jesus and that sacrifice that he made on the cross. He paid a debt that he did not owe. He paid it on the cross, and he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. So we have to be thanking God every day. Every day that we wake up, we should thank God for Jesus, for his sacrifice on the cross, that he died for us, and he paid our sin debt. That once we're sitting in Jesus' name, we rise again, just like he rose from the dead on the third day morning, with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. We too who are saved in his name, we too will rise one day when the Lord calls us home. If Jesus don't come back first, we're going to be called home to glory. And we will have the victory, just like Jesus came out of the grave with total victory over hell, death, and the grave. We too will have the victory, just like Jesus did. So, see, Pastor Norman King have not dialed in yet. I'm waiting on him. He should be dialing in very shortly. So, what I'm going to do right now, because such a time that we're living in, guess what? I'm going to go back. So I'm asking all listeners to please stay on the line because Pastor King will be dialing in shortly. You don't want to miss this word that God has is going to send through him for us on tonight. You don't want to miss it. So please stay on the line. So while we're waiting on Pastor Norman King to dial in, please don't forget to keep those that I call by name in your prayers. And again, whether we know them or not, the fervent prayers of the righteous still avail as much. So because of the times that we're living in, spiritual warfare, Congress is all messed up and confused. And the word of God told us these things were going to happen. So don't be alarmed. Don't be afraid because thank God that he's still in control. That's why while we're waiting on Pastor Norman King, I'm going to go right back to our opening theme song. Guess what it is? You already know. This means war. So hold on. Tighten up your seatbelt. Well, praise the Lord on tonight. Once again, you are tuned in to Are You? It's personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Only you and God knows. Think about that. That's a powerful question on tonight. Are you? It's personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? I hope that you are an asset. Listen, we thank God Pastor Norman King have dialed in on tonight. He just dialed in. So we're going to turn this mic over to Pastor Norman King because, as I said earlier, he was still on the road, and we just wanted to give him time to get himself together. And now he's on the line with us right now. So, I pray that you all that have dialed in, those of you that are on social media platforms around the world, even those of you that are incarcerated behind prison bars, for just and or unjust reasons, I hope that you all have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. And once Pastor Norman King concludes with tonight's message, we will open up the phone lines. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
To God be the glory. I thank God for another opportunity to give praise unto his name. For without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it says in the Gospel of John, we cannot do anything. So I'm so humbly grateful for Jesus being my Lord, Jesus being your Lord, amen, and those who are under the sound of my voice, that you may allow yourselves to listen to the Spirit and not me, being connected. But the Bible says, well, two or three is gathered together in his name, touching the green, and he's there in the midst. So I'm going to start off with this song. Amen. This is a song by Tasha Cobbs Leonard, For Your Glory. Hold on 1 minute. I apologize for that.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart cry. Waiting to be where you were, so I'll cross the hardest day, I'll travel near or far.
Let's sit together.
God be the glory. Just remember that. For God be the glory. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we hear, we thank you, and we love you. It's all about you. If we can just take away the imperfections that we have and look toward you, who is our mighty God, who's in control, no matter what it is, because you got a word for your people. It might not be a long word, and that's not important, but that we allow ourselves as we yield to you, and we ask you best tonight. In Jesus' name pray, amen, amen, and amen. So my scripture tonight, amen. I told Cousin James that it takes me back when I used to reach out to passenger side of a tractor trailer truck, but tonight I'm actually in a pickup truck, but it doesn't matter where you're at, as long as you obey the Holy Spirit. So as we look tonight, I'm coming from Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verse 7. It says, bear with me, y'all. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed, yea, I have made him. I'm going to say it again. And this is our verse. Even everyone that is called by my name, and you should know if you have been or not, amen. For created it for my glory. We have been created for his glory. And then it says, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Amen. And we have to identify, amen, that we have been called. Amen. We have been formed for his glory. Amen. All who are believers, amen, and created for his glory, we got to recognize that we have been, amen. If you are a believer tonight, amen, that means if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, remind yourself. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves, amen, no matter what you're going through, what you've been through, just remember that I have been created for his glory. Remember the promise of the Redeemer. He said that he will be with you, amen. Isaiah 43:2 says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Why? Because he promised you, he promised me, that he will be with us. Amen. You know what? He is our Redeemer. Our Redeemer. So through all the fiery oppressions of life, remember, he said, I will be with you. Amen. So I'm here to encourage somebody tonight. Not only will he, amen, be with you, he also says that I will rescue you. I will set you free from what? All oppressors. I want to say this tonight as I re-emphasize on our key verse, that we have been created for his glory. Amen. And don't let anybody downplay you. Don't let anybody get away with calling you anything other than that. You have to remind yourself that you may be able to let other folks know that I was created for his glory. Amen. And as we look tonight, to give you some intro, amen, people, amen, can be kidnapped to be sold as slaves. Come on. For sexual pleasure, for building up a workforce for revenge. I'm trying to give you some type of illustration, amen? And it goes to say that, or for a host of other reasons, when a ransom is demanded for the release of the kidnapped person, the cost is usually high, amen? So the enormous price, I'm trying to bring some relevance here, the enormous price God paid to ransom his people, the question tonight, are you one of his? Amen. So the enormous price that God paid to ransom his people is the subject of the present scripture. Amen. In the previous chapter, and go back and study on your own. Amen. Maybe chapter 42. Isaiah said that the people of his day were continuing in their sin and refusing to turn back to God. And as a result of of that, like your mother, father, my mother, father, God's anger burned against them. Now we would expect God's hand of judgment to what? Immediately fall upon the Israelites. Well, let me tell you what happened. We would expect him to abandon and destroy them, but the very opposite is true. Look here, let me remind some of you. I'm going to use the word remind because some of you don't know. Some of you do, though, so if you don't want to need to be reminded, I'm going to remind you. And ones don't know, I'm going to let you know that God is long-suffering and not willing that any person should, what, perish and be doomed to eternal separation from him. Amen. So God, with a broken heart over the people's failure, the Lord reached out to ransom them from their sin and from their enemies. And God is the same way now. Even though we sinned against him, even though we cut the heart of God whenever we sin, amen, God is long-suffering. He's not willing that any person should what and be doomed to eternal separation from him. Now, going back to our verse tonight, amen, remember that we were created for his glory, amen? And the Lord has promised you, and he's promised me, amen? He promised to be with us. I'm going back to the verse now, y'all. As they pass through the deep waters and fiery trials, amen? In other words, God is saying tonight, because I created you for my glory, when your trials and hardships threaten to engulf you, don't be dismayed. Because I will never leave you nor forsake you. For the Lord will be with you and be with me to do what? To strengthen us, to hold us up, because we was created for his glory. Amen. When fiery persecutors threaten to overwhelm us, the flames will not burn us. I'm trying to give somebody some encouragement. Because we was created for his glory. For the Lord's presence and power will do what? Protect us. Amen. Like it protected them in Isaiah days, he will protect us today. Amen. This promise, amen, this promise was literally fulfilled when the Lord protected also Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in what? The fiery furnace. So I want to encourage you tonight that no matter how deep the trial, no matter how deep the hardship, no matter how fiery the oppression, or persecution, the Lord will what? He promised to be with his people because we was created for his glory. Amen? For where two or three is gathered together in his name, there am I in the midst of them. That's Matthew 18 and 22. Amen? And I want to encourage you tonight. Remember, listen, just know that we was created for his glory. And no matter what you're going through right now, Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. And behold, I am with thee. Amen. And will keep thee in all places wherever thou goest, and will bring thee again into the, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. This is Genesis 28:15. I'm just want to encourage you, amen. Just somebody need to hear this tonight. Just know that no matter you may be in the valley or the shadow of death, but just remember that the word of God declares that we were created for his glory. Amen. No matter what you're going through, amen, don't focus on what you're going through. Just focus on I was created for his glory. Amen. And God's people can rest assured that he will ransom you, no matter where you're at. Man, I'm going to go and speak past tense, amen, because we understand that Jesus is not hanging on that cross. So it's not that will deliver you, not that he will ransom you. It's a done deal. Amen. It is finished. Amen. So I'm trying to bring you up to where we at presently right now, because even though this word is spoken in Old Testament, because it had not been done, and given the words of encouragement, I want you to know that when Jesus on that cross, that it is finished. It is finished. Amen. All power was given to him. Amen. So what you saying? Oh no. So now, what you may think is gonna happen is already done happen. Amen. So I'm here to let you know that you already been set free. that I've already done what. But remember that you and I was created, amen, and I know this is a short message tonight because of time and everything, but just remember, in Isaiah 43:1, he said, I have called you by your name, and you are mine. He called you by your name, and you belong to him. I belong to him.
Yeah.
And we was created for his glory. You see, God dealt differently with Israel than he did with any other people. Why? Because of their special relationship with him. And the relationship was a promise. It was a covenant relationship. Amen. So understand that God is dealing with you different. Amen. Because you're his. You belong to him. I belong to him. Amen. If I would give people in exchange for you and nations instead of your life. So what God is saying that you belong to me. Amen. God's people, listen, had a glorious future because of their glorious mercy for God. You and I have a glorious future because of our glorious mercy of God. Amen?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again.
Yes.
You and I have a glorious future because of our glorious and merciful God. Amen? And so in closing, God adjusts his dealings with people based on their relationship with him. Amen? Again, God adjusts his dealings based on their relationship with him. Remember the scripture, amen? Isaiah 43:7, amen? That we was created for his glory, amen? Remind yourself. Sometimes we got to remind ourselves, amen? See, sometimes when people is not encouraging you and you're expecting them to, the Bible says learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord.
In the Lord. There you go.
That I have been created for his glory. He said, I formed thee, I have made thee. In other words, all who are believers was created for his glory. God bless you. And I hope something has been said tonight that may be an encouragement to you as God has given me this mini sermon to speak this message to you tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Listen, well, I'm like you, Pastor Norman King, and it's true. Sometimes we need to be reminded as children of God because sometimes we get so overwhelmed with the cares of this world and with our own busy lives that we forget who we are in Christ Jesus. So we got to have to remember who we are and whose we are. So we know that as children of God, we should always be finding reasons to give God glory. And the reason we should be doing that because he said he would share his glory with no one. So, and just like I was sharing with the listeners before you came on, Pastor Norman King, about how the young housekeeper at the hospital came into my room yesterday, and she was sharing a word from the Lord that the Lord placed on her heart to share with me, Psalms 113. And then not only did she do that, she said, miracles, signs, and wonders are over my life. And we almost got to shouting in my hospital room yesterday. She left out, and she turned around and came back again, and she said, obedience is better than sacrifice. And she said, there's something about you that I needed to share this word with you. And not only did she do that, Overseer Jackson called me yesterday, too, while I was in the hospital, and she was in the room. So she was listening to his voice. She said, wait a minute. I got a word for him, too. And he got to shouting on the phone while she was sharing that word. But that's how the Lord works. So we should always be looking for a reason. We should always be looking for someone that we can share the good news of Jesus Christ with and that we can let them know that we need to be sharing God's good news. And it's all because of who he is, and it's all for his glory. That's why I love the scripture says we should not be afraid or ashamed to be a witness for the Lord. You should be a witness for the Lord no matter where you are, no matter where you go. Don't never be afraid or ashamed to stand up for Jesus because guess what? He wasn't afraid or ashamed to stand up for us. When he died on the cross and paid our sin debt on the cross, he didn't have to do that, but he did. So what are you doing for Jesus Christ? What are you doing for God, our Creator? Are you being a liability or are you an asset to the kingdom of God? Are you afraid to be a witness of the Lord? that you are doing. And if you're not afraid that you are opening the Lord, you will share the good news of Jesus Christ with anybody, anywhere, anytime, then that means you are an asset to the kingdom of God. And he is truly being glorified through you and I when we do that. So, Pastor Norman King, thank you for that word on tonight. And I, like you said, and I appreciate you because it's true. Sometimes it don't have to be a long word, but it's a much needed word. And it came across on tonight. It was well received by me and the listeners on tonight. And God was glorified. The enemy is more horrified after hearing this word that we're going to continue to give God glory no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing. Even in the midst of loss, the loss of loved ones, we're still going to give God glory, honor, and praise because of who he is, because he's worthy to be praised. So right now, I'm going to go to the phone line and open up the phone line for those of you that dialed in. We have Sister Tara Doss, a faithful member of my church on the line. Hold on just 1 second. We have a faithful member of my church. She's always on the line with you, Pastor King. She always loves to hear you bring forth God's word, and you and Overseer Jackson and others that come forth over this worldwide platform delivering God's word. She'd love to hear you all expound on God's word. But she is on the line tonight. We want to continue to keep her lifted up in prayer because she's still having serious issues with her throat. At one time she can talk, and then another minute she can't talk at all. But we just want to keep her lifted up in prayer on tonight. But she is on the line. I just want you to know that. So if she was able to say something to you, she would. Also, Sister Gwen Walker is not on the line tonight. She would have been with us. She said she was going to try to dial in, but she did not get a chance to dial in. But she will go back and pull up tonight's program, and she will listen to it. And she will let me know to let you know that she heard the broadcast on tonight of Pastor King. Again, the phone lines are open right now. The phone lines are open right now for anyone else that have dialed in. If you have enjoyed this message from Pastor Norman King on tonight, would you please let us know? The phone lines are open. Anyone.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
I enjoyed the service tonight. I really did.
Amen.
The devil been working with me today, but I had to fight him off of me.
Yeah. But you got to fight him off with God's word and by your faith. You got to fight the enemy off because he's never gonna let up. So it's all about what you do. It's all about the power and the faith that you have in you that you know of God. And you got to turn the tables on the enemy, and you got to put the word of God on him so he can flee from you. So you just stay encouraged, Sister Mary King. I just want you to know you stay encouraged. You continue to do what the doctors tell you to do, and don't be trying to do your own thing. I'm not trying to put you on Front Street, but I'm just trying to be a blessing to you. You got to follow the doctor's orders, instructions, so that you can stay in the land of the living, because the enemy is on your trail. He's trying to take you out any way he can. But we know that the devil is alive, and God has more work for you to do. And just like I told you, the Lord, when they talk about my situation, I cannot work for you if I'm dead, Lord. You got something else for me to do. So that's a word for you on tonight, Mary Ann King, my cousin. I love you. So that's why I'm telling you what I'm telling you on the air, that God has more work for you to do. So that means you got to follow the doctor's instructions and do what they tell you to do so that you can be here to do what God has assigned to your hands that only you can fulfill for his glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Sister Mary Ann King. I love you.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you. By chance, is Aunt Essie on the line with you tonight?
Yes, she is.
I enjoyed the message. I was just listening and thinking. And I kept saying to myself, I'm yours, Lord. Everything I am and everything I'm not, I'm yours. And I just ask, just keep on praying for me. God ain't through with me yet.
Amen. It's all right. Listen. You about to start something with that song right there. Everything I'm not, I belong to you, Lord. That's a personal song. I like that. I love that song. I hadn't heard that song in a long time. You just brought back memories when I heard you say that. You make me want to shout right now. So thank God for you. And know that we are praying for you. We are definitely praying for you because you're on the battlefield. You've been on the battlefield for the Lord a long time, so you're doing a great work, and you cannot come down now. God is not finished with you yet.
Right.
He's got some work to do as well.
Oh, yeah.
So you stay encouraged. And like Pastor King said, sometimes we have to learn how to encourage ourselves in the word of the Lord. So that's why it's so important
yeah.
we know God
yeah.
is great. And he said, we ought to
yeah.
hide his word in our hearts so that we might not sin against him. So Aunt Essie, know that we love you. Mary Ann King, we love
you. All right,
you.
Love you too.
Love you too, baby.
God loves us, and God loves us even more than we ever know how much God really loves us. And he sold his
That's
love
right.
for us when he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to come down from glory in the form of a baby, in the form of a flesh, and pay our sin debt on the cross. Jesus showed us just how much he loved God and how much he loved us. So thank God for Jesus.
That's
tonight.
Right.
Again, thank you, Pastor Norman King. Thank you so much, again, for being faithful. Thank you for being obedient. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule at the last minute to fill in on tonight for Pastor Melvin Hamilton out of Saginaw, Michigan. Thank you for filling in for him on tonight. I will let him know that you did an excellent job filling in for him, and we will reschedule him at a later date. So right now, we are giving God glory. Why? Because he's worthy of our praise. So listen, listeners, on tonight, again, the spiritual proof of thought for tonight, if you did not hear it, it came to us saying the ultimate purpose of dark moments is to conform us to the likeness of Christ. And also, I want you all to continue to pray for the following people. We called off their names before we went into prayer, but we thank God he's everywhere at the same time. Continue to pray for my our Aunt Eola. She's not only my aunt, but she's Pastor Norman King's aunt, and she's Mary Ann King's aunt, and she's an extended member of our listening audience family. So we want to continue to keep our Aunt Eola and Marion, Alabama, in your prayers. Her children, Jeff Hogue Jr., her son Kenneth Hogue, Sonia, we want to keep them lifted up in prayer as her husband, my Uncle Jeff, made his home, his heavenly transition on last week. And some of us will be driving down from Greensboro, North Carolina, Detroit, Michigan, and other areas across the state to help funeralize him on and celebrate his home going on next Saturday down in Marion, Alabama. So please keep us in your prayers as we get ready to travel to North Carolina, to Alabama for his celebration, his home going celebration. Also, we want to keep in prayer Sister Marcia Quentin. Her husband made his heavenly transition on last week. He was funeralized on today at the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, my previous church. Then we also want to keep Minister Dan Afford of the Sonora Baptist Church, keep him in prayer as we celebrated his wife's homegrown service on this morning at the East Lake Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit. Pastor Michael Cunningham did an awesome eulogy over her at the East Lake Baptist Church. So now we want to keep those families lifted up in prayer. Not only those families, but those that we know of and those that we don't know of. The sick and the all over there, continue to pray for our Congress, our government, those that are over our government. Because like I said earlier, even though if they fool around and let the government shut down, guess what? And I saw it on CNN News the other day. They said those people that are in Congress, even if the government shuts down, guess what? They're still going to get paid. Now, isn't that something? Babies will go without food. They're going to affect veterans' pay. They're going to affect the military people's pay. Those that work for the government, all their pays will be interrupted. Social Security, all that that's dealing with our seniors will be interrupted. But guess what? They will still get paid. Now, isn't that something? That ain't nothing but the devil. So we got to continue to pray for our Congress that God would touch their hearts, that they would do the right thing for our people in America. In the name of God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. You are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that we don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you are not present. You're everywhere at the same time. So hear our prayer, O Lord, on tonight. Continue to move by your spirit. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, as only you can, in the name of Jesus. And now, Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your grace and your mercy that you extend to all of us. We don't deserve it. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we know that it will never lose its power. Thank you for being a faithful promise keeper. You're watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people, that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow. Wherever your doors, the doors are going to be open, Lord, we can gather tomorrow together and give you glory, honor, and praise, whether it's in the house of worship on tomorrow, whether through social media platforms, even for those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. Move by your spirit as your word goes forth, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that those that are in the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow, that you get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, remember and know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.